For many parents, this can be a glorious day. It can also be a day full of anticipation, depending on the age of your child.
Anxiety.
Anxiety, yes, thank you.
Especially middle school age kids. This is probably the most anxious time ever.
But today was the day that the vast majority, if they weren't already in school, the vast majority of local school districts returned to school today. I know in Lake Dallas ISD started school today. I believe Rockwall actually starts tomorrow.
So is Denton.
Okay, Denton does tomorrow as well. So it's this week. My son started Monday.
It feels weird to go Thursday and Friday.
I agree.
And then you're off a couple of days.
It's like a soft opening. Yes. You just want to make sure everything is working okay, right? And then next week you dive in and
But that's what the teachers go early for. That's the soft opening, in my opinion.
But it's a wild time because you see so many people, whatever friends you have on Facebook, all the first day of school pictures get posted right now.
Do what? What are they doing? First time to ever go to the bathroom?
That happens there also.
Is there a snake
pictures
in there?
Pictures posted. Because I have one of my very best friends, his daughter started kindergarten this week, and seeing those pictures and remembering when my son was in kindergarten, who's now a sophomore in high school, which is insane, and I got his first day of school pictures from Monday, and just the journey.
Are they still holding up the board?
Yes.
Okay. I just know that was a trend.
And his mom makes him do that now, like at 15.
Oh, I know that. The look on his, I would love for you to compare every single picture with him holding up the board because he's smiling early on.
Yes, and now, he's like, come really? On now? I have to do this? And
I'm
then
15.
He gives that sarcastic smile, that teenager, hey, I need you to smile. That little,
right,
you know.
Right, yeah.
But it's funny, and one of the things, you know, that age, especially when you first get to high school like he did last year, it's a new journey. And then I have no idea what we're going to do about him driving. But sophomore year for a lot of people is usually when you turn 16 and you start driving, which I know he really wants to do. He turned 16 in January, which is wild because I remember at the age he was at, I look at him and I have no idea how my parents ever allowed me to drive a vehicle by myself. I go, there is no way that dude's getting in a car alone or with his friends.
And he probably had the same mindset that you had. Like, I can't wait till I turn 16 to get my driver's license because I'm going to get a car.
Right.
Man, I used to think that was so cool. Like, I didn't get my driver's license till I turned 18.
Right, yeah.
So I was going to my sophomore year in college before I got my driver's license. So just seeing all my friends who would come at times pick me up for school in high school and we'd drive to school, I thought that was the coolest, most grown thing ever that could ever happen to anyone in high school. You're driving your car to school. Like, this is great,
man.
Because my parents wouldn't, even if we had a car, I don't know if they would have said, yeah, you know, yeah, you can drive the car to school. I just don't think that would have happened. My sister had a license, but she never had her own car. So she would have to take in my mom or dad's, but I don't think they were ever letting her do that.
Yeah, I think my dad was thrilled when I got to that age because he got a new car and I got his old car that he had been driving around for 12 years or 10 years or whatever it was at the time. And so
you should do that with your son.
I've been thinking about it. Yeah. Part of the responsibility I had, though, because I had my middle brother, Chris, at the time when I turned 16, he was 13. So my responsibility is to go pick him up from school. So I'm sure they were thrilled that they had somebody could go do those things. But it is kind of wild. One of the things I've noticed, because not only his friends, but several of my friends that have kids that are seniors in high school this year. And I guess this is a trend. And we were talking about it earlier this morning. We did not do this when I was in high school. And I noticed it in the last few years. It seems like the painting of the high school parking spot for seniors. And then Sean came in yesterday and said when he was a senior, they had a parking lot only seniors could park in at his school. And we didn't have that. I mean, it was first come, first serve, basically. But now, I guess you buy the parking spot or whatever, and then you can go out and you
spend, make it your own.
Like the weekend before school starts, right. You paint it with whatever is approved.
I mean, yeah, obviously yeah. Not I've anything, seen but. Some, if I've, you know, doing high school football and you go to different campuses. I've seen that in the parking lot. It's gone, oh, okay, that's different and unique. I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
It definitely wasn't happening when I was in school.
No, we didn't do that at all. I was just thrilled that I got to drive and could find a parking spot.
Man, there's not a chance in hell my parents would have let me drive to school in high school. But I know I wouldn't have had my own car. They weren't in the business of handing out cars. And my dad has so many around the Metroplex. But he still is like,
all these cars.
Yeah, I got my first car, it was when I bought it, when I got my first job.
And then you've got, like, my friend I was talking about, they recently moved into a neighborhood where the school that his daughter goes to, they can walk her to school in the morning. And so I know that was something they wanted to be where they were close enough to do stuff like that. And you were asking earlier if I ever rode a bike to school. And so for 1 year, I did middle school before we moved to Rockwall. I did middle school at Schimmelfenig in Plano, and we lived in a neighborhood not too far from there, and me and a friend of mine in sixth grade used to ride our bikes to and from school pretty much every day.
God, I thought that was kind of cool, too. I didn't ride a bike to school. We walked.
Dude, the freedom of the bicycle?
It was pretty awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah, and you had your little bike lock, and you just, you know, a little combo, and you just...
Man. My kids don't even... They ride their bikes to school, and they don't have to lock it up at all. Like, really? Not one kid at their school locks their bike up.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, that's a great neighborhood you live in.
Jeez.
Because I think if I would have taken my bike to school, I would roll back, and the wheel and the lock would have been on the bike lock, and the rest of the bike would have been gone.
Dude, I did have my bike stolen when I was in school. So, God, that's going to be a drop, too.
Okay. I had a pair of basketball shoes stolen out of my locker once. My either freshman, must have been freshman year of high school, a senior stole my basketball shoes. And then I saw him wearing them. And then that's how I knew who it was.
Because they had your name on the bottom?
No, they were, I kind of thought I knew who stole them. And then when I saw him wearing them.
That's a bold move to steal them and then have them on at school.
Yeah, and so I told.
Oh, you snitched? Did you get them back?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well,
I was like, those are mine. And they were not cheap. And my parents were like, what do you mean they got stolen?
Did you get stitches?
No, but I
heard snitches get stitches.
I was scared, man. I was scared to say anything. But he was wrong, not me.
Okay. I'm going to sound like an old man here with no kids.
Okay.
But I'm going to ask the question anyway because I don't care because I'm an old man and I don't have any kids. Do kids still walk to school?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I feel like that was the majority of the kids that I went to school with. We definitely walked. And it wasn't it was quite a ways away from my school to my elementary school. And we still walked every single day. Now, after school, we would go. There were times where we would go to my aunt's house, who lived maybe 3 blocks away or 4 blocks away. My mom would take us over there in the mornings. We'd eat breakfast over there, and then we'd walk to school with a bunch of the kids that lived in that neighborhood. But if we were at home, man, we walked, and it was probably 15, 20-minute walk from my house to my elementary school.
I live a little, like maybe a mile and a quarter from the elementary school in Lake Dallas, and there's a bunch of kids, elementary school kids, by themselves.
The pickup line at the charter school in Duncanville, a lot of people are getting picked up. And not walking, because I definitely, if I had a kid and they went to that charter school, there's no way they're not walking home.
Yeah, it's like 3 blocks.
It's right? Right there. Yeah.
Yeah. And I walked one time when I went to sixth grade for half the year in Richardson. We lived that close where I just walked to the school or rode a bike. It was very easy. But I do think that's, especially in today's age, like I'll see like third, fourth grader, it looks like walking. Like when I drive home sometimes, or I'm out and about in the neighborhood, and like little kids, I'm like, man, I'm surprised they let you walk to school.
Because I asked that because my sister, who lives next door to my parents, their high school, they went to Life, and Life is just down the street. It's not a short street, but it's right there. And my dad sometimes will get in the car to go pick them up. They can walk. You can walk up there. What are we doing here? Why are you picking them up? And you wouldn't do that with us when we had to walk 15 extra minutes to go to school where we went to school. And that's why I asked that question, because it just tripped me out when he told me that. Yeah, I have to go get Caleb. To go do what? Like, are you taking them somewhere after school? No, just picking them up. Like, sometimes he would walk to the school.
Well, walk makes
and
sense.
And walk them back.
Sure. Sure.
But they weren't that young.
Maybe you just
I don't know who my parents are anymore. I don't know them. They've changed.
I think it is nice if you live in an area where you're close enough to where you can walk. Of course, now, as hot as it's going to be this afternoon, I kind of feel bad for the kids that have to walk because they're wearing a backpack, and especially the middle school kids you see.
Those backpacks are big, too, man. Yeah. There's not a kid out there that has a tiny backpack.
Like, you know how it is. Like, a lot of these kids today want to wear hoodies, regardless of the time of year. It's the fashion. And those big JNCO jeans that kind of made its way back. Like,
are they back now?
They're back, man.
Unfortunately.
And you
really?
See, yeah. All that stuff from, it feels like 95 to 98, that fashion is back. I saw somebody walking around the other day. I was like, that looks like me at 16. I didn't realize.
Did they have a hat on?
I didn't wear a hat all the time back then. But I did still wear all the same clothes, like, pretty religiously.
Right.
Even in high school, they used to make fun of me. I had a gray sweatshirt I wore basically every day.
Yeah, I never fell into the trap of, I guess it wasn't a trend when we were in school as far as even though it's hot, you're still wearing like a sweatshirt or a hoodie or anything like that.
I dressed for comfort, but I brought the sweatshirt kind of like this.
Because it was
like
cold inside. In school.
Do you ever try to start a trend other than carrying a briefcase?
I wasn't starting a trend.
So other people were doing that?
Sure.
Oh. So you
were. Yeah, they had jobs and everything.
Yeah,
they were teachers.
I used to wear baseball socks to school, like up to my knee to see, but it didn't catch on.
So you thought you were going to start a trend with baseball socks?
Yeah, I thought so.
Like just white athletic socks up to your knee.
Or they'd have like a stripe down them or whatever.
Yeah.
And the hoodie.
Yeah, and your gray hoodie in school.
I was a weird guy.
And his ball cap in the car.
What do you mean, was?
Now, our school, we dressed up a little more. Once you got a job in my high school, then you dressed for the job. And I worked at the bank that toward the
did you wear a suit middle, and tie?
Middle of my, not a suit, but I would definitely wear slacks, a shirt, and a tie.
Wow. Were you a big dog in school?
Like in class?
Yeah, I'd wear it to school and then I'd go to work.
That's a sharp look, though.
And they didn't even require you to dress up. But it just felt like it was, you had to in my high school, if you got a job, you had to dress the part.
Okay.
So everyone who had a job, you could tell they were the only ones that would dress up in school.
I used to wear my Video Village t-shirt to school sometimes. Be like, if you need a free movie, let me know.
I'm telling you, man. There was something about that when you got the gig. I got it when I was 15 and at the bank. I didn't think I was going to get hired. And I did the back end of the second semester of my junior year. And got hired. I was like, wow, this is great.
Yeah.
And just walking off campus to go to work. But I would have to come back because I had a world history class in seventh period. So they wouldn't let me, he wouldn't let me go earlier. And I would go to work. I would walk back to school for seventh period and then go back to work for about three or four weeks.
That sucks.
It was dumb.
That was the worst because I had an off period my senior year that was right around lunch. So we'd be 2 hours and we could go off campus because we were seniors, but we always had to come back for our last class of the day, which was kind of weird because you'd go, well, what are we going to do for 2 hours?
Nothing. We had the Plaza of the Americas across the street from my high school. So the only restaurant they had was a Hardee's. Was it Hardee's? No, that sounds dumb.
Arby's?
No, it wasn't Arby's. Dear God, don't do that.
Well, I was just going down the east.
I know.
Bucky's. Jimmy John's?
Tendies.
Mickey D's?
Oh, Ham is interested now. All right, it's 12:49. Lunchtime with the Invasion
Welcome
is about
back to
wrap
school,
up.
Everyone.
Yes. Everyone, be careful. Year. Make sure you're going 20 in the school zones. The cops are out there. They're making sure that they are going to enforce this right at the beginning of the school year. So, and even if they're not there, there's nothing wrong with going 20 miles an hour for a block so you can be careful.
Yes, it's so easy.
It is really, really easy.
And kids, please do not jar.
Thank you, Chuck.